Simon was a very old cat. With the exception of his nose, most of his parts had stopped working long ago. He was blind and deaf, and his bones creaked as he climbed up and down the stairs. Simon's family adored him and did all they could to keep him comfy in his old age. Mealtimes were messy for their toothless old cat. So the family bought Simon a bib to catch all the dribbles.
"It's bad enough that I have to eat baby food," thought Simon, "without having to look like one too."
But Simon loved the many heat treatments his family provided for him throughout the house. He basked and baked his achy bones until he was almost too hot to touch. When Simon slept in bed at night, he snored and sneezed and drooled and breathed stinky old cat breath right into their faces. But his family didn't mind, because they would do anything for their dear old cat. On other nights, he stayed put on the calico chair in the corner, staring into space while he shuffled through a lifetime of old memories. Simon could still remember what it was like after he was born. The place was crawling with kittens that looked exactly like him. One by one, each of the kittens went off to new homes with nice families. All but him. Nobody wanted the runt with the crooked tail and the runny nose. But then, one day, a nice couple found him irresistible, especially his crooked tail. They put a hanky to his nose, placed him in a bucket, and carried him to their home. They called him Simon. Simon loved being a kitten. He climbed, he clawed, he chased, and he chewed everything in sight. Simon sculpted fluffy works of art out of several chairs and a chintz-covered couch. "Bad boy!" cried the couple, and they clipped his claws. Simon's sculptures were never the same again. The older Simon grew, the more he helped out around the house. He pruned the plants with his teeth and dusted all the hard-to-reach places. Simon's family grew in size, and so did his responsibilities. Within 3 years, two new pets arrived, and Simon taught them both how to be good cats. In his middle age, Simon acquired a taste for classical music. He played Bach duets with his family and performed an occasional solo at midnight. Music always made Simon hungry, so he filled up on kitty crunches in the kitchen. Then he hunted wildebeest with the great cats of the Serengeti. Simon's life had been so full of mice. Full of hisses, full of hugs, and full of kisses. But now things were different. Simon needed his family's help more than ever, and he felt their pity with every little pat on the head. He felt so useless that at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, Simon stuck his bony old legs into the air and breathed his last. Or so he thought.